Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Listen, you're cute when you're sleeping, but right now, I really just need you to wake up. There we go. Now, was that so hard? It took a lot of effort for me to kidnap you, you know? As embarrassing as it is to admit this, I'm really, really into you. So, I put a lot of effort into bringing about this moment. All the stalking, and studying, and scheming. I even had to learn how to tie these knots around your wrists and legs. So, it would be a shame if you weren't even awake for this moment. That's a real cute look on your face, by the way. You look so cute when you're scared. Wait, you're not really scared, are you? Do you want to use your safe word? All good. Okay, right. So, as I was saying, that's a real cute look on your face, by the way. You look so cute when you're scared. Just look so weak and powerless. So vulnerable. You're the perfect prey for me. It was so easy to overpower you. I didn't even have to put anything in your drink first. I'm just that much stronger than you. You could thrash around, hit me. You could even have a knife. It wouldn't matter. You could be twice as strong, and it'd still be futile to resist me. You're so cute, especially when you're scared like this. You're even cute when you cry. It almost makes me want to make you cry. What was that? What did you think I was gonna say, Did you think I was gonna just let you go and walk away from me? Just because you asked nicely? I'm never letting you go. Even until the day I die, I'm never letting you go. Even if by some miracle you killed me, I just become a ghost and haunt you for all eternity. But you're not gonna get rid of me. I'm keeping you forever. You're mine now. I own you. It's best to get rid of any silly little delusions like that right now. Okay, sweetheart? Silly little delusions like freedom. You don't need it. I'm the only thing you need. Just think about me. Look at me. Listen to me. Talk to me. That's all you need. Forget about everything else. I'm your world from now on. That's only fair, since you're mine. You're mine. Mine, mine, mine. You're all mine and no one else. You're mine to look at, mine to hug, and you're even mine to kiss. Like right now, I think I'll give you a kiss on the cheek. You don't get a say. And you know what? Since you can't do anything about it, I think I'll give you a few more. And just one more, for good measure. I should really stop, but this is too addicting. And it's not like you can stop me anyway. Such a cutie. You're such a cutie, sweetheart. And most importantly, you are my cutie. You're going to have to speak up, darling. Sure, I can do that for you. I mean, I've got the bottle right here. It's easy for me. But you have to earn your water, okay? If you want your water, you have to be good for me. Okay, sweetheart? So be good for me and do everything I say. Now, tell me you love me. Just like that. One more time, darling. Very good. Now say it again. Again. Music to my ears. I'll give you your water, of course, but I want you to beg me a little first. Repeat after me. Please, please, I beg you, please let me have some water. What's wrong? Don't tell me you're embarrassed. There's nothing embarrassing about begging me. I own you. After all, now, do you want your water or not? Then repeat after me. Please, please, I beg you, please let me have some water. There we go, sweetheart. You did such a good job for me. Here's your water. Enjoy. You earned it. Put your head back. I'll hold a bottle for you. This is perfect. This is where you belong. In my basement, where no one else will get you. Where no one else can take you away from me. I won't allow it. I can't. If anyone tries to take you away from me, I'll kill them. And I won't just stop there. I'll kill their families. I'll kill their friends. I might even kill their friends' friends. Because you are forever, eternally, exclusively, mine. Hey, you know you're mine, right? I know I say it a lot, but that's just because I like saying it. I shouldn't have to repeat myself just for you to understand. You understood from the first time I said it, right? That you belong to me. If by some chance you didn't understand, I wonder what I could do to convince you. I could write my name all over you, again and again, so that you can't even look in a mirror without seeing the written proof that you're mine. Maybe I should remind you again about how you're just my helpless little prisoner. Like when I kiss you like this, on your precious, defenseless little cheeks. You couldn't stop me even if you wanted to. But do you know what I think? I think you don't want me to stop. I think you like it. You're free to struggle, though. If you want to, you can try. And I emphasize try to resist. You can squirm. Not that squirming is going to do anything for you. Squirming isn't going to get you out of those ropes. You could even scream if you wanted to. Go ahead. Give it a shot. You can scream at the top of your lungs. By all means, please do. No one can hear you here. No one is coming to help you. No one is going to save you. I'm the only one who will ever be there for you. I'm the only one for you. You know, you're already mine. But one day, You'll be mine even more. Heart, body, and soul, all mine, completely. I won't need robes or anything like that to keep you here. You'll just stay willingly. But I think, even at that time, you'll still want to stay in my robes. Maybe you already do. You know, when you're in these robes of mine, I like to think of them kind of like ribbons. Like you're a gift, all wrapped up for me. You wouldn't be out of place under a Christmas tree. Just for me, of course. Because you're all mine. 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 You are mine. You're mine. You're mine. Hey, what are you thinking about? It's me, right? I mean, surely it must be me. I kidnapped you and I'm right in front of you. Obviously, you aren't going to be thinking of anyone else. You wouldn't dare think of anyone but me, right? I'm the only one you can love. Can only be me. You can only love me. It's your one job as my captive. If you love someone else, if you love something about them, I'll get rid of it. If you love their eyes, I'll blind them. If you love their hair, I'll burn it. If you love their face, I'll bruise it. I always think about you, you know? I'm always thinking about you. To everyone else, you're just a background character. But to me, I can't think of anyone else. I just can't get you off my mind. Morning, day, night. I'm always thinking about you. When I'm awake or when I'm asleep, you're always running through my mind. My every dream is about you, about loving you, holding you, and even about kissing you. But I can kiss you now, darling, because you're mine. I can kiss you as much as I want, and I really, really want to kiss you. I love you. I've been loving you since forever, and I've only now gotten my hands on you. Hey, have you ever starved before? And I mean really starved. Like, what's the longest you've ever gone without food? 1 day? 2 days? More? Don't take this the wrong way, but you're kind of like food to me. If I don't have you, I starve. And I've gone so long without you. So I've been starving this entire time. And all the time I was watching you from so very far away. Like a starving person with a nice hot meal in front of them at all times. That they just couldn't have. But now, I have you. I finally have you. And it just makes me want to dig in to complete the metaphor. So I think I will. And that means you get another kiss on the cheek. Just like all the other kisses I've been giving you. I don't think there's a spot on your cheeks I haven't kissed today. That's good. I shouldn't miss a spot. Sorry if the food metaphor made you hungry, by the way. I was just speaking from the heart. Oh shit. Speaking of food, I think the pizza is about to be done. I'll go upstairs and get it. Did you want me to untie you so you can come up with me, or did you want to stay in those ropes? Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't worry, I'll feed you. I love you. I'll be right back, sweetheart. Promise.